Review. It's one thing to write down that you need milk. It's another to be at the store and remember it. Likewise, writing down that you need to call a friend for the name of an estate attorney is different from remembering it when you're at a phone and have some discretionary time. You need to be able to review the whole picture of your life and work at appropriate intervals and appropriate levels. For most people, the magic of workflow management is realized in the consistent use of the review phase. This is where you take a look at all your outstanding projects and open loops, at what I call the 10,000-foot level, on a weekly basis. It's your chance to scan all the defined actions and options before you, thus radically increasing the efficacy of the choices you make about what you're doing at any point in time. What to review when? If you set up a personal organization system structured as I recommend, with a projects list, a calendar, next actions list, and a waiting for list, not much will be required to maintain that system. The item you'll probably review most frequently is your calendar, which will remind you about the hard landscape for the day, that is, what things will die if you don't do them. This doesn't mean that the things written on there are the most important in some grand sense, only that they have to get done. At any point in time, knowing what has to get done and when creates a terrain for maneuvering. It's a good habit, as soon as you conclude an action on your calendar, a meeting, a phone call, the final draft of a report, to check and see what else remains to be done. After checking your calendar, you'll most often turn to your next actions list. These hold the inventory of predefined actions that you can take if you have any discretionary time during the day. If you've organized them by context, at home, at computer, in meeting with George, they'll come into play only when those contexts are available. Projects, waiting for, and someday maybe lists need to be reviewed only as often as you think they have to be in order to stop you from wondering about them.